Tag me, tag me, tag me, please!
Hi, it's Dave Denton once again. You know, I wanted to get in there and talk a little bit more about the SmackDown aspect of what's going to be coming up for WrestleMania. Boy, they're really doing a lot of work with AJ Styles against Shane O'Mac, Shane McMahon, with Daniel Bryan firing AJ last week after the attack on Shane. And then this past week, AJ just playing the perfect heel, getting out there talking about Shane and Shane attacking. And yeah, that's going to be a nice matchup. Then Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt. A lot of intrigue there with Luke Harper making some comments about Sister Abigail. And then also, there's also video out there, Eric Rowan with the body of Sister Abigail. And then some pictures are showing up, just being flashed onto the screen. Don't be surprised. I'll just say, don't be surprised. Something coming up. SmackDown version of WrestleMania. Let's just say, I got a feeling Sister Abigail is going to be there. Going to be fun. Women's title match. This is just strange. You have Alexis Bliss going against whoever is available, is what they're saying, on the SmackDown women's roster. What is that going to mean? Be looking for someone from NXT. Asuka. Asuka. Making their WrestleMania and SmackDown match being at WrestleMania. Asuka. Asuka. That's going to be very interesting coming up at WrestleMania. New tag champs, too. The Usos are now back at the champs. They beat American Alpha. Usos, great heels. I didn't know if they really had it in them, but they're just being great heels, although the crowd is still liking them. What that's going to mean for WrestleMania, we'll have to see.
And that's going to bring us to something that I think we need to discuss. To paraphrase, the elephant in the room, we'll call it the butt fumble in the room, okay? It's time for a butt fumble.
A taste of the awful, the insidious, flying butt pliers.
The butt fumble.
Champion with the butt fumble.
The butt fumble.
The butt fumble.
The butt fumble.
Yeah, the butt fumble that has occurred over the last couple of days. Now, we're recording this on Sunday the 19th, and I think it broke on Friday the 17th, that WWE female competitor, Paige, had someone hack into her telephone and take some private video off of her telephone that showed her former boyfriend, Brad Maddox, videotaping Paige and Xavier Woods. How do I say this? We need to, you know, kind of say this is not necessarily going to be for young ears, because they were doing the deed. Okay? Say they were having sex on this videotape.
I guess that brings a new meaning to a triple threat match, huh?
Or
as some would say, tag team.
Tag team, and when you're talking about Xavier Woods, it might bring a new meaning to the word bootio.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, I would agree. I would agree to that. My goodness, that definitely. I don't know. I guess that kind of.
I gotta say one thing really quickly. I was surprised when the story broke at the backlash against Paige. Now, Paige is Paige, and it was private video. I understand that they can have their own lives. But Paige has been suspended for several months because of a wellness policy. There's been talk about her being released by the WWE. Who's it gonna hurt worse, and who should be taking more of the blame for it? Paige, or should Xavier Woods
who is being marketed towards kids, and, you know, with the New Day and the Bootio cereal and the ice cream, I mean, who's going to take the biggest fall here?
She will. She will. They'll pin it all on her.
There's been some chatter that Paige was the one that might have released it, but still.
Well,
she has more options than Xavier Woods as far as a career goes.
And I'm surprised, that there wasn't more outburst, I guess, from her. She just kind of was like, darn it, I hate when that happens.
Well, right at the very first, everybody was just all over Paige for what happened, but still, I was kind of taken aback that more of the outburst at first wasn't against Xavier Woods.
Yeah.
Now, Brad Maddox, I don't even know if he's wrestling anymore. I know he's released recently.
I don't know what he does. I don't know. You know, he hasn't been seen. He was doing a couple of house shows and stuff, but I don't know what he's been doing.
I know he was released sometime last year, given, you know, the Future Endeavor talk.
Mm.
But, I mean, it was poor judgment to do that kind of thing and put it on your cell phone video. That is extremely poor judgment in this day of people hacking, especially celebrities. Poor judgment at the very, 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 very least.
Yours and my moral standards are a lot different than the outside world, though. So.
Well, I will agree with you there because of our religious beliefs, but my immediate thought was that the WWE has been pushing the New Day as the host of this year's WrestleMania. Now with Xavier Woods and this situation that's occurred over the past few days, what in the world is the WWE going to do now?
Maybe they just go with Big E and Kofi.
Said that Xavier's been written off Raw for a little bit to let some of the heat
that's
die
one
down.
Of the rumors.
So we'll see what happens.
That, to me, is one of the biggest stories so far of the year. What are they going to do with the New Day? And you got to admit, I mean, you and I went to the event in Salt Lake City, and most of the kids there were just loving the New Day, the younger people.
Well,
and there were several people with the Bootio t-shirts and all that. I just don't know what they're going to do.
Do you think that the kids may not even know about it? Do you think their parents will stop them from? I mean, is it a big enough deal to think that far ahead?
Zane, we're talking Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
We're talking Vince McMahon, and you know what he's done in the past with people that have been in similar situations. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It's going to be very interesting
you know,
to see how they address this.
His son-in-law isn't a saint in that aspect. You know, he was having relationships with China when he was having relationships with Stephanie. You know, I'm not saying that anything got recorded or got, you know, maybe not quite the severity, but, you know, don't throw rocks when you're in a glass house type of a thing.
And then there's been the rumors about Mr. McMahon, and I'm not going to get into those, but if you want to look them up on the internet, there has been some freaky stuff about Vincent Kennedy McMahon Jr.
Mm-hmm.
that has come out,
yeah.
You know, about his preferences and what he does in the privacy of his own home. But
and,
this is business, man. This
yeah.
is business. Business. It
yeah,
is business.
And like you said, you know, you hate to say it. You know, you talk about privacy and stuff, and there was scandals a couple years ago about private videotapes and stuff that somebody got fired for that, too. And
uh-huh.
is anything private these days? You know, privacy is gone. Privacy is something of the past. I mean, somebody is always watching. You know, they have cell phone cameras, street cameras. I mean, there's anybody and everybody is always watching.
That's true.
So I guess you got to watch yourself.
And you got to use your brain.
Yeah, you got to
really
use your brain.
I
And that's the biggest thing. I mean, I'm not trying to throw aspersions on Paige and what happened, because that's their lifestyle, and I'm not trying to make any kind of judgment there. But still, was it smart to have that on their? I mean, it's on their own private phone, but still, with everything that's happened, if I was even inclination to have done something like that, I would get rid of everything I had ever done. Just because of that, and I would never do that. But still, I mean, I'm thinking about careers. I'm talking about money over a lifetime, and money makes the world go round. You got to admit it.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe she thinks that her newfound love will take care of her, I guess, huh?
Alberto El Patron, yeah. Now an Impact. So.
Well, and you know, okay. But does it hurt her career for independent promotions? You know, probably not.
I don't know. Her mom runs the promotion in England.
Yeah,
and I mean, you got Alberto, El Patron, and Impact. I think they would take her in a minute. Impact.
Yeah, I mean, look at the
ROH would probably take her just because of the publicity, and ROH is making a push with their Women of Honor promotion too. Yeah,
bad publicity is still publicity.
That's why I said I think Paige has more options.
Yeah.
Than Xavier Woods and. What that's going to do to his career. But he's smart enough. I mean, he's got a PhD, you know. He's a bud.
He should know better than it too, shouldn't he?
But you know what? I'm once again, this is not necessarily the PG segment of the show. When you think with your zipper, what's behind your zipper, it's going to get you in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're doing. They're thinking about what's that behind their zipper.
They're thinking with their brain. Thinking with their dipstick, Jimmy.
Yeah. Can we move on? Let's move on to something more fun. How about that?
We could go back to talking about feelings.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in now Impact Wrestling.
New owners, new management, which they bring along a brand new name, Impact Wrestling.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
TNA is no more.
TNA is no more.
TNA is no more. Bruce Pritchard, remember Bruce Pritchard?
No.
You know who he was? Brother Love.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. The manager of The Undertaker, right?
Oh,
Bruce Pritchard is Jim. Yeah,
okay.
Bruce Pritchard is now part of Impact. He's been there before, and he's part of the new Impact management. And he gets out there and says that they are going to make Impact great. Jeff Jarrett's going to be involved. Karen Jarrett is going to be on next week's program, from what I understand. Dirty Dutch Mantel, you know, that was Jeff Coulter. He's part of the group now. Jeremy Borash is one of the announcers. Josh Matthews, who's been an announcer, is now a heel announcer, doing a great job with that. They have the newly formed LAX. They have a tag team called Reno Scum we talked about. Suicide is back. Alberto El Patron, and they're all saying now that they're going to make Impact great. Without saying great again, most of them are not saying that part, but there's also, you know, a little controversy going on there, too. Have you heard about the lawsuits and all that stuff?
Yeah, the Jeff Hardy and his brother are involved with lawsuits with them because they don't think that they have creative control over the characters, the Broken Matt.
Yeah, that Broken Matt stuff, I gotta admit, I never was a big fan of it. I mean, it was okay, and a lot of people are really upset. Matt's wife, Rebe, you know, remember her?
She's been all over.
Yeah, she is all over Twitter complaining about what the people at Impact are doing. She calls them the owls, because that's their symbol now, is an owl. And boy, if you want to look up some of that, there's some nasty stuff going on. And who owns the intellectual property of the broken Matt Hardy?
I don't know. I guess so it depends on what the paperwork was, what they signed, huh?
Well, from some of the stuff I've been reading, and I want to say it was WrestlingEpicenter.com, our friend there, he was saying
James.
That in the past...
James, don't forget, his name's James.
We want to give him credit there. I think he was saying that in the past, that intellectual property was with the people that it was developed under, not necessarily the talent. And so I don't know where this is all going to head, but it's going to be, I think it's going to go to some of the really nasty stuff.
So what if Impact wins, what does that mean? All Matt and Jeff have to do is change their characters a little bit.
Yeah, come up with some other little thing. Matt came out, and they've been doing some stuff with ROH. Matter of fact, I think they won the title from the Young Bucks, if I'm not mistaken. So he comes out still in character, and Jeff was wearing some of his old ring attire instead of what he's been wearing recently. But Matt comes out and still in character doing the kind of the broken Matt stuff. So it's going to be interesting. And on Impact, when they were talking, they're getting ready to do some more tag teams, do some new tag team champions. They were saying, we're not going to do our belts and our championships out in outer space, you know, kind of just really cutting the guys from the Hardy Boys. So, it gets pretty mean sometimes in that business.
Yeah, it can be pretty cutthroat, can it?
Yeah, it can. So, but I'm kind of glad to see it gone because some of the worst television I've seen, I gotta admit. But some people love it, so there you go. I mean, good for them. If they can make a buck on it, they're making more money than I am.
Yeah, no.
You know, that's the big thing. And people like it. If you like it and you love it, more power to you. Me, I don't. And more power to me.
Yep.
I like
that's
more power
why you're
to
just
me,
a fan, right?
Yeah, that's what we always say. We do this from a fan's perspective. We don't profess to be anything but fans, right?
Yeah, right.
I'm still, Mark.
Still true to this day.
Yep. Just ask the guys from ACHD.
Yep.
I'm friends with the guys on Facebook now, and we were just talking about some stuff the other day on Facebook. He and I, Andrew Sowell and I, and we were just having a grand time about Crownberger. And if people don't know what Crownberger is, it's a local, regional, very good hamburger place that uses pastrami on their hamburgers. Oh, man, is it good. So, sorry, I'm all about the burgers myself.
Yep,
and I've got a babe. I mean, my wife is right back here. So.
Yes, you do.
Suspenders. My wife reminded me. I don't have a belt. I do wear suspenders all the time.
Yes.
Fun, though, isn't it?
It's great. It's always a good time. Well, if all of our schedules could get to work, we might need to hit up some more indie shows.
That would be a lot of fun. I would just absolutely love that. And now that you're in southern Utah and I'm in northern Utah and Juice is in central Utah, maybe we can all meet up sometime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Well, my man, what do you think?
I try not to. Ask my wife.
Yeah, I thought I smelled smoke coming through the phone. And also I want to say to the fans and out there that the stuff that you went through this week, you did lose your father-in-law, who's a fantastic person. And our thoughts and prayers go out to you, Dave, as you're because you don't have to do something like this when you're dealing with family stuff, but it just shows that you're committed and that you're a good host of the show. So
well, it's always fun to be able to get together with my friends, and I consider you one of my really good friends, and we just always have fun together, and that's the whole thing about the show, is just three friends talking together. And I'm going to be cutting in some of the stuff that we're going to be doing with Juice at a later time. And we encourage people to contact us if you don't like what we're saying. Hey, let us know. No skin off my nose, because I'm not an expert. Zane is not an expert. All we're doing is expressing our views as fans, and we want you as a fan to express your view. We're not going to cut you down. Well, maybe a little bit. We'll have fun. I am a professional cutter sometimes because of what I do.
You do cut the rug pretty mean.
I do. I can cut a rug. I can cut some other things too, but we won't talk about that neither. So, but please do. You know, if you don't agree with us, hey, that's fine too. If you do agree with us, let us know on Facebook or on Twitter, or just send us an email. So cool. We appreciate it, man. It's always been a fun,
well,
a fun day.
My man. So I guess it's that time again, huh?
It's time to say goodbye.
Now it's time to say goodbye. Oh, this isn't the Mickey Mouse Club.
No, we don't do that one anymore, by the way.
Okay. Well, my man,
right,
I guess it's
you.
Time to call her quits.
Yeah, we'll call it a day. It's a day, not a new day, because Xavier Woods is in trouble now. We don't want any kind of booty-os around our house.
Yeah. Feelings?
Video
that brings a new meaning to triple threat match, huh?
Here I come to save the day. That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way.
Talking about Xavier Woods, it might bring a new meaning to the word bootio.
Yeah.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!